Welcome. We are gathered here in the presence of friends and loved ones to join you, Samuel and Jennifer, in the sacred experience of marriage. Marriage is long hallowed and made sacred by the faithfulness of men and women in all ages, a union of hearts in the bond of love, blessed by the church, made legal by the state, but created or annulled by neither. Life has meaning to us because of love. Love ennobles our human experience. Love, as you have experienced with one another, has the power to draw out the best in us. Because of love, you have helped one another to recognize your talents and realize your dreams. Because of love, you have helped one another to become more compassionate and loving in the larger world. Because of love, you two who are different from one another, and yet encouraging of one another's strengths and tolerant of one another's weaknesses, may find greater joy in life's successes and greater resilience when the world is less kind. All of you who are here as Jennifer's and Samuel's family and friends, you have taught them to give and to value the love and commitment that they formally offer now to one another. In the days and years ahead, they will need you to continue your fine example and to support them individually and together, that their love may be a blessing to others, just as yours has been to them. If you are willing to continue to support them in this way, please respond, "We will." Thank you. Samuel and Jennifer, remember that this day is an act of faith in one another. Your faith must not be a vain hope in what the other will do or not do, might become or not become. Yours must be that deeper faith that you will each be acceptable in the other's eyes as you are. Such faith requires that you believe, first of all, in yourself. Such faith requires that you be honest toward yourself, as well as attend to the needs of the other. The years will bring many changes, and such a covenant will endure only so long as you remember that a pledge to one another is a devotion in freedom and not a license to control. Finally, do not forget that a generous sense of humor and mirth is a great redeemer in time of trial and strain. Jennifer and Samuel have chosen two readings. The first is called My Love by Linda Lee Elrod. When I met you, I had no idea how much my life was about to be changed. But then, how could I have known? A love like ours happens once in a lifetime. You were a miracle to me, the one who was everything I had ever dreamed of, the one I thought existed only in my imagination. And when you came into my life, I realized that what I had always thought was happiness could not compare to the joy loving you brought me. You are a part of everything I think and do and feel. And with you by my side, I believe that anything is possible. This day gives me a chance to thank you for the miracle of you. You are, and always will be, the love of my life. Samuel and Jennifer's second reading is called Union. It's by Robert Fulgham and will be read by Benjamin Sturridge.
You have known each other from the first glance of acquaintance to this point of commitment. At some point, you have decided to marry. From that moment of yes to this moment of yes, indeed, you have been making commitments in an informal way. All of those conversations that were held in the car, or over a meal, or during long walks, all those conversations that began with when we're married and continued with I will, and you will, and we will, and all those late night talks included someday, and somehow, and maybe, and all those promises that are unspoken matters of the heart. All these common things and more are the real process of a wedding. The symbolic vows that you are about to make are a way of saying to one another, you know all those things we promised and hoped and dreamed? Well, I meant it all, every word. Look at one another and remember this moment in time. Before this moment, you have been many things to one another, acquaintance, friend, companion, lover, dancing partner, even teacher, for you have learned much from one another these past few years. Shortly, you shall say a few words that will take you across the threshold of life, and things between you will never quite be the same. For after today, you shall say to the world, this is my husband, and this is my wife.
Thank you, Benjamin. We come now to the vows that you make to one another and to your relationship. Would you join hands, please? You don't need the rings yet. Oh, got it. Thank you. Jennifer and Samuel have written their own vows and will now share them with each other. Jennifer will begin.
Samuel, I take you from this day forward to be my husband. When loving you is easy and when it requires effort. I promise to be respectful, even when I don't agree. I promise to be honest and faithful to you. I will try my best to be patient and understanding. I promise to tell you I love you and will kiss you every day. These are my vows to you. I will honor and cherish you all the days of my life.
For many years now, one thing reigns true, the pure joy and happiness I get from you. Through times of struggle and times of ease, you're never without love and willingness to please. So I know I am lucky and that I have struck gold to find a true love that will never grow old.
Those are beautiful. Thank you.
Thank you.
And now may I have the rings? Maybe someone could help Melissa with the flowers. Okay. And is there an engagement ring?
Oh,
great. Okay, perfect. Thank you. Samuel and Jennifer, the circle is the symbol of unity. These rings symbolize the unity in which your two lives are now joined in one unbroken circle. By your promise, you have made a new family circle, so that wherever you go, you will always return to the intimacy of one another. So Samuel, would you place Jennifer's wedding ring on her finger and repeat after me? Jennifer, I give you this ring.
Jennifer, I give you this ring.
As a token of my commitment to you.
As a token of my commitment to you.
And to our life together.
And to our life together.
Okay. And Jennifer, would you take Samuel's? Samuel, I give you this ring.
Samuel, I give you this ring.
As a token of my commitment to you.
As a token of my commitment to you.
And to our life together. The engagement ring is a symbol of promise and intention. Now the intention is realized and the promise has been fulfilled. So Samuel, please place your engagement ring on Jennifer's finger over her wedding band to symbolize that the love that brought you together will always protect and sustain your marriage. Jennifer and Samuel, may you know great love together. May you strengthen one another in all sorrow, share with one another in all gladness, and be companions to each other in times of the silent and unspoken. May your home help to make the world more homelike. And should you be lost in a maze of circumstance, may there be for you both a way back to the tenderness and beauty of a life together. Wherever you may be placed by changing fortune, may you be united not in word or outward form alone, but by the presence in your hearts of deepening love. May the benedictions that rest on those who truly love rest on you and fill you with love's grace both now and forever. Amen. Now before us, we see three special wedding candles. The two small candles were lit by Samuel and Jennifer's mothers at the start of the ceremony. As these separate candles, the two small candles symbolize the lives of Samuel and Jennifer. As these separate candles together light a new flame, losing nothing, but increasing the brightness, so may you, Jennifer and Samuel, as individual people, create a lasting radiance of love. May the candle's warmth be a symbol of the daily affection that will warm your home, along with the laughter of family and friends. So I invite you two now to light the large center candle from the smaller candles to symbolize this new reality. We pray that your joined light may never grow dim or be extinguished, rather that your love will shine as a beacon to all who seek the fullness of life. Samuel and Jennifer have chosen one another from the many people of the earth, have declared their love and purpose before this gathering, and have made their pledges each to the other. Therefore, by the authority vested in me by the Unitarian Universalist Association and the state of Wisconsin, I declare that they are husband and wife. Let all others honor them and the threshold of their home. May they find here the good beginning for the spending and the fruitfulness of many years. No, keep your hands down. Now you will feel no rain, for each of you will be shelter to the other. Now you will feel no cold, for each of you will be warmth to the other. Now there is no more loneliness, for each of you will be companion to the other. Now you are two bodies, but there is one life before you. Go now to your dwelling place to enter into the days together, and may your days be good and long on the earth. And now you may kiss each other. I now present to you Mr. and Mrs. Samuel Purdy.